Idaho Public Television is hosting a series of debates in the run-up to election night, and Boise State Public Radio will be broadcasting these debates over the next few weeks. The first two debates between the candidates for Superintendent of Public Instruction and the 2nd Congressional District took place over the weekend. Incumbent Sherry Ybarra took on newcomer Cindy Wilson, and Aaron Swisher took on Congressman Mike Simpson. We wanted to get a review of those meetups from some of the reporters who were there. We invited Clark Corbin of Idaho Ed News and Ruth Brown of the Idaho Statesman to stop by today. So I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having us on.
Well, we're going to start with Superintendent of Public Instruction debate. So let's hear a little bit from each candidate. First from Cindy Wilson, then Sherry Ybarra.
There's a difference in leadership here. I do trust that Ms. Ybarra is doing the best that she can. But when it comes to meeting the needs of our children, parents, and teachers, she doesn't seem up to the task.
And under my leadership, we've brought the improvement plan to life, and we're getting results. Everything in education in Idaho is up. For example, Idaho's students' math and reading skills are improving, our graduation rates are up, educator pay is improving, and thousands of our students are getting a jump start to college by earning credits while still in high school.
So, Clark, I want to start with you. You were at the debate on Friday evening. So one incumbent, Sherry Ybarra, newcomer Cindy Wilson, and could we call it some pretty feisty rhetoric?
Oh, yeah. I think that the candidates definitely mixed it up, and they went after each other. I thought it was a good debate and a lot of fun to be on the panel asking the questions on that one.
And what made it, you know, a good debate? Was it a lot of times, you know, when we see that back and forth, it can be a bit uncomfortable, but did they get to the issues because of that?
Yeah, I think we had two real goals with the debate. Number one was to draw out some differences between the candidates. I think that happened. And number two was to have the candidates mix it up themselves. And that happened. And one of the examples in the sound clip you just played, talking about Superintendent Ybarra, they're speaking about how everything is up, specifically the graduation rates. That touched off a really interesting discussion because Cindy Wilson came back and said, I think that's a misleading claim. When you talk about graduation rates being up, you're talking about 0.01% of that graduating class, just two students out of 20,000. But meanwhile, there are 4,000 other students who did not graduate that year. Mm. And so that kind of set off the debate kind of broke down with Superintendent Ybarra saying that her opponent, Cindy Wilson, was uninformed, and Cindy Wilson came right back and said Superintendent Ybarra is misrepresenting her record on the issues here. And so that was where we saw some of that back and forth.
And what was the tone then from there? I mean, because sometimes when it does get heated like that, what was their relationship like on the stage?
You know, it was interesting. This was the first time – this was really only the second time that those two candidates have gotten together on the same stage. And so it was interesting. They did mix it up. There was quite a bit of back and forth. And I think their body language kind of conveyed some of that for the people that watched that. And then at the end of the debate, something that wasn't on camera but I think may have been telling, at the very end of the debate, Cindy Wilson came up and shaked the moderator, Melissa Davlin's hand, shaked all the panelists' hands, said, thank you for doing this. This was interesting. Superintendent Ybarra left immediately without saying goodbye to anybody, without shaking anybody's hand, without going into some of those kind of post-debate formalities that are pretty much routine at this point. So I think that it was a little bit on edge, but we tried. I know Melissa really tried her best and I think succeeded to make it about the issues and not just a personal difference between the two. So I think Melissa did a really good job of keeping it focused on the questions and keeping it focused on the issues and not letting it just devolve into personal attacks. I thought that was cool.
So let's talk about that then. Talk about some of the policy issues that came from both of the candidates, because, I mean, it ultimately comes down to what you agree with and who you will vote for. So if people are still wondering, you know, where are some of the what would you say are maybe the top two things from each candidate?
I think the top issue overall in this race, without question, is school safety. I think that there is a big debate right now about school safety, about the policy side of it, and about what we're going to do. And this also shows a big difference between the two candidates. Superintendent Ybarra, at the end of the legislative session, came out with about a $21 million school safety plan, and she's been criticized for not working with the existing Office of School Safety and Security and not working with some of the education groups like the Teachers Union or the School Boards Association, some of the groups that would have to implement this policy. Meanwhile, on the other hand, Cindy Wilson says she wants to work with the existing Office of School Safety and Security. She criticized Superintendent Ibarra for the rollout of this plan, for not working with the teachers that are going to be in the classrooms working with these children, and saying that there's a big cost difference. You know, Cindy Wilson would not pursue the $21 million grant program. She wants to work with the Office of School Safety, which just last week received a smaller $500,000 grant almost from the Department of Justice to work on a school safety tip line. So school safety, I think, is the biggest issue by far in the race. And I think the second issue is student achievement and student performance. The graduation rate discussion that we just had was part of that. And, the rates of our students going on to higher education. College affordability is an issue, and college completion rates are an issue. And we have this big, pesky 60% goal out there in the state
that we've already moved, by the way.
We've already moved it back 5 years and really have not made much progress in a decade. We're around 42% of our young adults holding some sort of a post-secondary degree or certificate. A certificate does count, but they're looking to get to 60%, and it's just not close, and it's been this absolute riddle that state policy folks have not been able to solve.
So bottom line, good debate then, do you think?
I think so. I really do. I think when we talk about getting the candidates to engage with each other, drawing out some differences between the candidates and sticking to the issues, those were our goals. And I think that we did really well with that. I was happy with it. I've watched part of it again, and I think it was a fun debate. I think it was good. And I think that the voters, if they go watch that, it is still available online on the Idaho Public Television website. If voters go out and watch that, if they want to find out the difference between these two candidates, I think that's the best resource out there for them.
I'm speaking with Clark Corbin of Idaho Ed News. We were just talking about the Superintendent for Public Instruction debate. I want to bring in Ruth Brown now with the Idaho Statesman. She was at the debate for second Congressional District 2. And we want to bring in a little bit of sound from Aaron Swisher, and followed by Congressman Mike Simpson.
I want to start by making it clear that I once voted for the man standing next to me. Back in the late 90s, I saw him as a moderate option for someone like myself who is socially progressive, but fiscally conservative. After watching his votes diverge so greatly from his rhetoric over the last two decades, I am no longer of that opinion. I see this man as a threat to our fiscal stability, as well as our access to affordable health care.
I've worked hard over my tenure in Congress to form bipartisan relationships with people across the aisle and people within my own party, to form solutions, bipartisan solutions, that will help solve Idaho's problems. I have a solid record of accomplishment, frankly.
And Ruth, you were there for the debate, so set the scene for us for people who weren't right there in the audience.
Sure. So it was more contentious than I expected, but I think Aaron Swisher went into it knowing that he is taking on Mike Simpson, who's quite the powerhouse in the House. He's been there for 20 years, and so his angle seemed to be to point out the fact that while Mike Simpson has been there for a very long time, he challenged things that Mike Simpson has done, or things that Mike Simpson has failed to get done. And so that was Swisher's angle. And Simpson came in and talked about his plethora of experience, especially with INL and funding that goes with it. And so,
and this race actually hasn't gotten a lot of attention, frankly. So did you learn anything new about either of the candidates during the debate?
I did. I think we talked a lot about immigration, and that was, we came right out the gate talking about immigration. And Swisher, again, made note that it comes up every year, and there is still no solution, especially right now. Under the Trump administration, immigration has become a huge issue, children being separated from families, and debate over the border wall, of course. So I learned. He came out swinging harder than I anticipated, and
how did Mike Simpson react to that?
He was prepared. I think Mike Simpson was he's been doing this a long time. It's not his first debate, and so he was level-headed. But I do think Melissa Devlin did a good job of getting them to engage with each other while not being combative. I think it was a very substantive, there was a lot to the debate. Mm-hmm. We covered a lot of policy rather than just throwing punches unnecessarily.
And when Swisher brought up, you know, the things that, you know, he says Mike Simpson has failed to do.
Correct.
What was Congressman Simpson's reaction to those accusations?
I mean, he addressed the issue of, you know, for the last 8 years, there was a Democratic administration mm-hmm. under the Obama administration. And but he also outlined several things that they have achieved. They, the Republicans, that is, the Republican Party. And so I think they both outlined their strengths and their weaknesses. But Swisher was definitely trying to take note that you've given Simpson 20 years of opportunity to do this. And if you're unhappy, you could vote for Swisher. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Simpson's been at it a long time. He has a lot of allies. And so there are strengths to his campaign as well. Absolutely.
Would you say one of them won the debate or was it a tie? I know it's always hard to answer that.
I think candidates like to claim they won the debate. When in reality, I would say Melissa Devlin won the debate.
There you go.
She did a good job of keeping them at arm's length. And we talked about a lot of real policy, which unfortunately some debates can turn into just a circus. And mm-hmm. it ends up with them just throwing insults at each other, which wasn't what happened last night. I think they covered immigration, healthcare, NAFTA, tax reform. And so those are things that people should care about. I certainly hope they do.
They're important. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guests have been Clark Corbin of Idaho Ed News and Ruth Brown with the Idaho Statesman talking about the Idaho Public Television debates. So thank you both for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And we will be running tonight's gubernatorial debate from Idaho Public Television live. That will start at 8 p.m. right here on Boise State Public Radio News. And then, of course, we will break that down right here on Idaho Matters for you tomorrow at noon.